Well, well, well. What do we have here? It took me a little while, but I finally have you. I finally caught you, and, much as you try to struggle, you're not going to get away. Do you know how fucking hard I work on my garden? How many hours I spend toiling to make it perfect? How much money I put in to all of the right things to fertilize? And yet, when it comes harvest time, much to my surprise, what do I find but my lemons are gone. I was very, very angry, you know? I didn't mind to use a lemon and walk on. So I set a little trap because I wanted to see what little shithead was jacking my shit. And, oh my, I was not expecting what I found. You are, much prettier than I would have thought a lemon-stealing whore would be. In fact, I think I'll keep you for a little bit. I mean, what are you gonna do? Go tell the authorities? I could get you in just as much trouble for trespassing and stealing, and you wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want trouble, now would you? No. I think you'll find it's much easier to just take the punishment that you deserve. Take the punishment, and then you won't even have to feel guilty about stealing my lemons anymore. It'll be cathartic. It'll be nice. And, well, it's not really like you have a choice. I have you all bound up. It's funny how little old-fashioned traps can work so well. A simple loop noose, and you are just hanging from a tree. Ironically, one of the same trees you were stealing from. And, well, it's so easy to grab hands and just bind them up when they're dangling helplessly upside down. So easy to lower you down and capture your legs and all of you. And, well, now I have you. And thinking on it, there really is something I want to do to you, you little lemon-stealing slut. I want to see if I can make you tingle. I don't get such dirty thoughts in your mind. I don't mean with my mouth or my hands or anything. I mean with a lemon. I mean, I suppose I could Google the answer to this question, but really, where's the fun in that when I have such a unwilling volunteer to experiment on? We can just cut open a lemon and see what effects its juices would have on sensitive parts. Let's see how it feels on you. Lips, yeah. Just rubbing against. Stick your tongue out. Come on. My hand is in a very sensitive place and you do not want to disappoint me, so stick your fucking tongue out. There you go. Good boy. Bit sour, huh? Hmm? Yeah. A bit tired. A bit much. Be a good boy, I'll put it in your fucking eyes. Let's move it lower along your skin. Does the acidic citrus make you tingle? Can you feel it, or is it just a sticky mess tracing its way across you? A little bit lower. The problem is you have two nipples, but I only have one lemon, but... Oh, yeah, I cut it in half, so we can do this perfectly. It's so cute how you struggle against the ropes. Sweetheart, I'll tell you a secret. I'm really good at tying boys up, so you don't have a chance in hell of getting out. Not until I let you. So you may as well just relax, because there's really nothing you can do. As you feel me running them down your skin, it's interesting. You can't even look. You can't even see what I'm doing. Your eyes seem to be completely focused on mine. I don't need to look either. I'd rather look at your face and your expression. Those tart little fruits. Hit your nipples. That gasp. And so sweet. Does that tingle? Does that give your senses a sharp little sensation? How about when I drop those lemons and use my fingers? Tweak your little nipples. They're already so hard for me. They're already so perky. Don't worry, my little lemon whore. Mine are perky too. Of course for, well, probably slightly different reasons. Because mine are perky because I'm having fun. And I'm not done yet. Now, the question is, are you going to be a good boy? Or am I going to have to squeeze one of these lemons on my hands and jerk you off? I feel like the answer should be really simple for you. You seem like a bright boy. You seem like someone who would be able to figure out that there's really only one safe place to go in this scenario, but I'll let you consider it. You know, take your time. Do you want to be a good boy? It's a very simple question. Do you have an answer for me? Somehow I thought you would see it that way. Now, good boys do what they're told. And what I'm telling you to do, since you're tied so nicely to that tree, your hands separated and bound against it. Yet I notice your palms out and those fingers are at just the right position. So that when I come closer, when I come to you, whisper in your ear. Your hand is in just the right place to move those fingers. And I bet a dirty little lemon slut like you knows exactly what to do with those fingers. Now don't you? Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, see? You're a good boy. You can read my mind. Oh. That feels good. Or is it not so much that you read my mind as I read yours? Because you seem awfully good at this. Tied to a lemon tree and yet. I see what's going down there for you as your fingers. play with my clad. As you touch me oh so nicely like the good boy we both know you are. That's it. And I don't give a fuck if your wrist and hand gets tired. I know it's an awkward position you're in right now, but I don't fucking care. I've told you what happens if you're not a good boy, so those fingers better keep pleasing me properly. But it's not like it's a hard task. It's not like a hard task. I'm really soft down there, aren't I? And I'm starting to get really wet. So very sticky against your fingers. That's it. Now move your fingers down a bit. Down the clit, down my labia. Down to meet in the middle right at my hole. It's really warm, isn't it? Brings to mind an inferno that you can just dip into a place of all the danger of liquid metal and yet all the intensity as well. Just dip inside me. Shove your fingers nice and deep. Just that feeling of you rubbing against my inner walls. Against my entrance. Thrusting in and out. It feels so fucking good. I can't wait until another part of you is filling me this way. Just as hot as I am. Just as throbbing and needy. But right now what I want you to do is curl your fingers. Curl them into just the right spot and find my there you go. You don't need much encouragement, do you, boy? My little lemon boy. You know what I think do to you, do with you. I'm gonna make you work off every fucking lemon. And I'm going to treat you as the gardener's equivalent of a cabana boy, a pool boy. Except you'll be my lemon boy. All that hard work and sweat. Well, it's gonna be you sweating now. Funny thing though, oh, I really, like, man, I sweat from hard work. Just the smell of it, the look of it, the muscles it creates. I have the feeling we'll have a lot more sessions like this one. Don't be a good boy and touch me until I come and you feel my cunt clenching against your fingers nice and tight as I squeeze you. That's a good little lemon boy. You little lemon-stealing slut.